This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Kroger announced this week it's getting into the meal delivery game. Columbus is one of four test markets for Kroger Delivery Kitchen, which will bring prepared restaurant-style meals to customers' doors with no delivery or service fee. Garrick Brown is the chief retail analyst with the firm Cushman & Wakefield, and he joins me now. Garrick, when it comes to prepared foods, I don't think people typically think of grocery stores first and foremost. What do you think the demand is here?
I actually think it's immense. The last few years, what we've seen in the grocery sector is not just the increase of house brands, but also of prepared foods. You know, a lot of this goes back to grocers trying to figure out their way in the world of e-groceries. And I think that's where the challenge has been for grocers, is that until Amazon really kind of showed what their blueprint was going to be after buying Whole Foods and showing that their delivery was going to come from the grocery stores themselves, that's when we started to see all these moves from grocers, realizing that their existing stores were the best way to have those delivery mechanisms.
Well, and when you talk about crowded fields, I mean, Uber Eats, Postmates, DoorDash, Grubhub, those dominate 95% of the meal delivery market. Can a grocery store hope to make a dent?
I think so, because I think they have the capacity to combine where you're not just getting meals delivered, the prepared meals, but you can also get your groceries as well in kind of a one-shot exercise, and generally the price points are a lot cheaper. I think the real challenge when you look at the delivery services is that it's a crowded marketplace. And what happens is when something gets labeled a disruptor, there's this flood of interest. And while all of these concepts have real legs in the economy, we tend to see that immediately in that gold rush atmosphere, there's too many players. And then eventually the field gets whittled down to the two or three dominants that end up surviving and thriving.
Grubhub said in a letter to its investors that it didn't think it could generate significant profits on the logistics alone. And Kroger isn't even charging a fee for this prepared delivered food service. Is it different because they're the ones that are preparing the food? Are these margins ever going to work out, or is it kind of an add-on service?
I think for the grocers, it's an add-on service. It becomes a little bit more challenging for the Grubhubs of the world, because until there's more consolidation in the industry and we see players of scale being able to pass savings on, I think it's going to be a rough go for the restaurant delivery services.
But when it's vertical, it might make a little bit more sense for something like a Kroger.
Correct. Correct. With Kroger, you can almost do this as a loss leader as long as those consumers are also utilizing this with their loyalty clubs to be roped more into the Kroger universe, to be buying their groceries through Kroger as well, not just have the meals delivered, but, you know, stock up on the non-perishables that they want, et cetera. They have extra goods and services to offer.
Garrick Brown is the chief retail analyst with the firm Cushman & Wakefield. Thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me.